story is like this. We're up to Perek Zayin. Hopefully we'll finish Perek Ches and finish the whole thing soon. Perek Zayin, Posuk Gimel. Shorerech Agan HaSahar. You're just reading the translation here because I don't know what it means. Your navel is like a round bowl. Okay. Al Yechzar HaMozeg, which lacks not for mixed wines. Zion, Perek Zion, also Gimel, which lacks not for mixed wines. Al Yechzar HaMozeg. Mozeg is wines that are, Yayin Mozug is wine that's mixed with water to modify the strength. So they're not lacking any mixed wines. Bitneich Arim Aschitim, your stomach is like a pile of wheat. Suga Bashushanim, it's surrounded or it's hedged with roses. Okay? What that means, who's talking to whom, we don't know. Tabureich ka'agan shel mayim tzilulim. Your tabur, which is the navel, is like a basin of clear water, shereichtzin bohem, in which they bathe. Uhu osui me'avnei shayish, and it's made of marble. Uveloshen aravi koroi sahar. Marble in Loshen, in Arabic, is called sahar. Al shem shahatabur kamo nekev ogul, because the navel is shaped like a round hole, moishloi ke agan ogul. Therefore, it compares it to a round basin. V'hakilus hazeh eino me'inyan noi isho kekilus ha'elyum. This praise is not in reference to a woman's beauty, like the previous one, lefisho elyon doido mekalso, because in the above, her beloved praises her. V'zeh reyoiseho mekalso soiso. This pasuk refers to the praises of the friends, that praise the kala. Al shem maaseho, for her deeds, for what she does. Loimar haguno lehischaber imonu, she's worthy, or you are worthy to befriend us, to become friendly with us.
Okay,
what? Who? I will see. Have a hadugma. Wow, you're really on the mark. You know exactly when to be mechaven. Okay. Al shem lishkas hagozis. It refers to the lishkas hagozis means the room, the office, the chamber of hewn stones that were cut. Hayosheves b'tabur ha'oretz, which sits in the navel, the tabur meaning the center. You know, the baby is connected with the umbilical cord to the center of its body. That's like that's supposed to be like the central point. So it's tabur ha'oretz. It's sitting in the center of the world. This refers to, of course, we know in the Lishkas HaGozis is what? Lishkas HaGozis was in the Beis HaMikdosh, and who sat in the Lishkas HaGozis? The Sanhedrin. So it refers to, this is the place where the Sanhedrin sits. So the friends of Klal Yisrael, the friends of the Kala here, are praising her for this tabur that she has there, and the and it's referring to her maisim tovim, to her good acts. So he says like this: Vahadugmo al shem lishkas hagozis hayosheves b'tabur ha'oretz. The lishkas hagozis sits in the center of the earth, because the Beis Hamikdash is like the center of the earth. Al yechzar hamozeg. What does that mean? Lo yichle misho mashke. Drinks will not cease to come forth from there. Roitzel loyma lo yichle v'lo yifsuk mishom shum divrei oro. They will neither fail nor cease from there any words of hero, of psak, of teaching.
What would it say above? Sorry.
What?
Lomar haguna es lahakbar imanu, that you're worthy to be with us.
You're worthy, the nation's saying, you're worthy to be our friend, right? You're worthy. In other words, this is a praise that the friends are saying, recognizing the worthiness of this kala. No, again. The moshel is the kala, and the nations of the friends of the kala.
Yeah.
The nimshel is the klal Yisroel and the world around,
right,
surrounding
so
klal
Yisroel.
So
friends are saying to the
friends
bride
are saying
that
to the bride,
you're worthy to be our friend.
You're worthy to be
our
friend.
Be
so wait. So now he didn't finish. Let's see. The dugma is al shem lishkas hagozis. The lishkas hagozis is because b'tabur it says shorich agan hasar al yechzer hamoz agan hasar is like the tabur ha'oretz. So he says that your the dogma is that the lishkas hagozis, which sits in the center of the earth in the Beis Hamikdash, al yechzer hamozek. Why is it so praiseworthy? Because psak halocha and lo yichle ve lo yifsoik mishom shum divrei hora. Hara never comes from them. In other words, they decide all shilas. They're constantly on call. They're constantly deciding. It's like an endless lo yichlev lo yivso. It doesn't fail. It doesn't end. It's an endless source of Torah, an endless source of teachings, an endless source of direction for how to act in life and so forth. So the nations of the world appreciate this, that the friends of the Kala appreciate, that she's a worthy person, that she does good things. Here too, the good things that they appreciate is that there's a Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas Hagoziks, and from them, the Pasuk says, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. Everything in the world, all the good, all the teaching, all the direction, all the directives, everything that has to be done, all comes out from that Lishkas Hagoziks. And Bitnei Harem Eschitim, your stomach is like a pile of wheat, Shakol Tzrichanam. That's also, everybody needs it. In other words, the Umos HaOilam recognize how much they need Klal Yisrael. That's a very important point. The Umos HaOilam say, everybody, they're speaking, right? The Umos HaOilam are praising Klal Yisrael. So the Umos HaOilam say, everybody needs you. We know, we realize, the world realizes, and it's true. There's a beautiful, I wish I had it, it would be so appropriate. There's a beautiful, like a poem, that somebody from Europe wrote about the Jews leaving Europe and said, you're leaving, and then they describe everything that's leaving with them. You know, all the wisdom and all the scientists and all the inventions and all the successes in business. And then this guy's bemoaning all of that very, very poetically. He says, please, when you're on your way out, stop by my house and take me with you. this is a goy writing. So in other words, even the goyim appreciate how the world needs Klal Yisrael. And especially, not just Klal Yisrael for its scientific wisdom and its mathematical prowess and its financial acumen, but shakol tzrichin lo lawat, because lo yichlev lo yivsak misham shum dirah, the world appreciates that moral directives and ethics and hanhoga in the world come from the Lishkas Hagoziks, come from the Sanhedrin, come from the Torah. Ad kedei kach, that they even call the values of our society the Judeo-Christian ethic. They've adopted it, but they know it comes from Judeo. They know the Bible was given by the Hebrews. They know that the world understands this, and this is what the world is praising Klal Yisrael, how we know how much we need you. Suga b'shushanim, that you're covered, you're surrounded with roses. Geduro umesuyenes begoder shushanim, you're fenced and hedged about with a fence of roses. Dailo begoder kal, a light fence is enough to surround Klal Yisrael. Ve'ein echo mehem peretz boy likones, and no one breaches it to enter. Harechosen, he says, a light fence, a fence of roses is not a very strong fence. You know, you have to make a metal fence, you have to make a stone fence, you have to make a fence of roses is, they got thorns maybe. You get a little scratched when you go in, but you could just break through. So he says, this is the type of fence that you have. And he says, and yet no one breaches it to go in. Nobody's going to go in to bother you. And I don't know what that means. We'll say, Hare Choson nichnas lechupa. Choson goes to lechupa. Liboy menanea lechupa. His heart is great. What? What? Who?
This edition says Mem Gimel Ayin Gimel Ayin. Megaga.
Who? Megagea.
Yeah, Megagea.
So it says here, it says Megagea. What did I say?
Menana.
No, Megagea. I can't see. It's too small.
Okay.
His heart was moving. I thought,
I figured the same thing, right?
No, I can't. You're right. It says the same thing. Okay. It says, Hare Chosim Nichnas Lechupa. I really have to bring my other glasses. I don't have that in the office. Hare Chosim Nichnas Lechupa. Chosim goes into Lechupa. Liba Megagea Lechupa. He's craving, he's longing for the chuppah. Ulechibas chitunov, and for the love of his marriage. That's what he's craving. Bo lezakek lo, when he comes to have relations with her, omro loy, she says to him, tipas dam kechar loroisi, I've seen a drop of blood like a mustard seed. That's enough to asa her. Yeah? Hare hoifech ponov litzad acher, he turns his face to the other side, veloy nishochoy nochosh. Veloy nishochoy nochosh, a snake didn't bite him. V'loy akrov oitzo, and a scorpion didn't sting him. Harei shehu oiver baderech. I don't know what that means. I don't know what this moshul means. What does this mean? He's coming to the chuppah, and he's all excited. He's migageh. He craves for the chuppah and the chibas chitunah and the love that's expressed in the chasana, in the marriage. He comes to her to be with her mamish, you know, to have relations with her, and she says she saw a tipas dam kecharvu, saw a drop of blood, which makes her awesome and nida. He turns his face to the other side. A snake didn't bite him. An akrov didn't sting him. And this is another example. Let's see, maybe this example will be more enlightening. He's going along the way.
He turns to the side,
or,
and nothing actually.
He sees freshly ripened fruit on the top of the fig trees. He puts out his hand to take it. They belong to the owners. He pulls his hand back not to do gezel. This is the meaning of hedged about with roses. I see what it is. You know the beauty of Klal Yisrael? This is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. What does he say? Bitnei harim aschitim, your everybody needs you. Everybody needs Klal Yisrael, needs Torah, needs the Klal Yisrael. Suga v'shushanim. Okay? But listen to this. Your Torah that you have taught and given the world is fenced in with roses. What does that mean? What it means is like this, is that the power of the Torah is such that it can keep people away from averus, even though it's penetrable. This guy turns away. She says, "Tipas dam kecharvu." He doesn't look at her because he doesn't want to be tempted. No snake bit him. No, nothing happened. He doesn't need the threat of the snake to keep him away. He doesn't need, the scorpion stung him and now he can't be with his wife. Doesn't need anything. He needs a bed of roses. The Torah is so precious. Klal Yisrael has such a sense of commitment to the Torah that it's enough. The Torah said, you don't do it. Same thing over here. The other moshul is, he puts out his hand to see this beautiful, freshly ripened fruit on the top of a fig tree. He puts out his hand. Someone says, no, it belongs to someone else. It's stealing. Stealing? Pulls his hand back. That's Suga Rosh Hashanah. That's hedged with roses. In other words, Klal Yisrael is so precious. All they need to know is that Hashem said no. That's the end. That protects them, that prevents them, that has a... They don't need sticks and stones. They don't need a snake.
There still is punishment.
By something else, but they... So what do you mean?
So Rebbe's whole point is that they
don't... No, roses means it's a weak fence. That's what he said. Gedura umuchun umesuyeges... Umesuyenes begoder shushanim dailo begeder kal. It's like a light fence.
Hey, the whole point.
Puritz boy likon. Nobody breaches it.
So
nobody breaches the
fence. All you need is a small fence. Just Hashem says no, and that's going to try so. But Hashem says if there's a bunch of punishments.
I'll give you an example.
They say in Bnei Brak, there's no crime rate. I don't think they have an official police department. I'm not sure 100%, but years ago they used to talk like that. I don't know what's today, but there's no. Because Bnei Brak, who's going to steal? Who's going to commit a crime? Bnei Brak. Maybe they have traffic police there, you know, but who's going to commit a crime in Bnei Brak? It's a Yirat Torah. The Klal Yisrael is such that when the Torah forbids something, they can police themselves. Now, what you say about Oynish is part of the system that forbids it. In other words, they do need the tzivui, and they do need the seriousness of the tzivui, and they do need, maybe if they run into trouble, they need the Yiras Oynish. They don't need a policeman. They don't need to build big fences. We trust the chosen with the kala. I mean, not if it's the beer rishon, we don't, because it's too much for them. But once they had it ready, I'm talking about when the first night of the wedding. If she was anita, then they can't be together. But other than that, once they had already one beer, then I already would trust him. What are you talking about? Such an Issa Chomor. And he was so, I just got married 2 weeks ago. You can trust him. He'll be able to handle it. It's true. In the background, he knows. If he doesn't, oy vavoy. But that doesn't matter. But by the velt, it's not enough, the oy vavoy. By a velt, it's enough. Hey, if you commit a crime, you're going to go to jail. I need the cop standing right there. You know, it's like... we're driving along over the speed limit, all of a sudden you see that walking in the shoulder. All of a sudden I slowed down 30 miles. Not 230 miles, 30 miles slower. it's a different story. So the Klal Yisrael doesn't need that. Klal Yisrael doesn't need that. Yeah, Yaakov, I need you before you go. I'm almost finished. Okay, let's see if we can do one more post. I want to try to do two psuk. No, that's too much. I want to try. Oh, maybe you could do one more post. I want to do. No. Yeah, well, two psuk in a week because I have to finish very soon because I want to be done for Pesach. So you should write it over. Okay. Shnei shodayim ki shnei oforim tomei tzviyo. Two breasts are like two oforim, like fawns. Like, what is a fawn? Is a young deer or something? And tomei, twins of a tzvi is a deer. Shnei shodayim, shnei haluchos. That refers to the two luchos. Dover achem melech v'choyin godol, or it refers to the melech and the koyin godol. Okay, I don't know, it doesn't say too much. They're like two twins. In other words, they're like, it's beautiful. Two twin deer crossing the that's beautiful. It's a beautiful animal. So there's a certain beauty that everybody could appreciate in the two luchos and in the melech and the koyin. Okay, I think we have to stop over here. Okay, I'd like to try to move a little faster. What?
Because there's two of them?
I guess two of them is like...
Two deer?
No, two deer. Two little deer walking out on the road and driving. So cute, so beautiful. That seems to be the Moshe. So they say the two luchas. You look at the two luchas, you see such beauty.
Where's the same thing about two deer?
That's what the posse means. Twin deers, that is. Tzvi is a deer. Twin deers. It's like twin deers. In other words, your beauty, there's a certain beauty that you have. I guess that's some form of... Yeah, I guess that's some form of beauty. Okay, that's good. But we have to start next Wednesday. We're trying to do two of them. Okay.